So on your organic meat, where do you get that? I went to our health food store, and, you know, we bought some organic meat, frozen, and it was like $45 for like 2 1/4.
You know, the best way to do it is to look on Craigslist, put just write beef on there if you want some beef, and find some local guy that is selling it himself, and it'll be as cheap as the cheapest meat in the grocery store quite often. And sometimes you can find a local guy that's raised his beef pretty much organically. Most of the beef we buy in regular grocery stores has been really mass produced, and the cattle aren't very well cared for. But you can find somebody that's grass-fed his cattle, or maybe he just raises a couple of them and wants to sell one. That type of guy, that's usually pretty good beef, and you
so
can.
So then you have a butcher process it for you.
Yeah, he'll be able to direct you to it, or maybe he's already got a process and selling it in packages or something like that. But if you got a freezer, you need a freezer to take advantage, because these guys that advertise on Craigslist sell anywhere between like 25 pounds at a whack to a half a beef to a whole beef, and you can get if you got a freezer, a good sized freezer that, or even a small freezer for the packages. But if you got a good sized freezer, you can buy half a beef, or maybe get together with friends and split the cost. Is another thing you can do.
Our Costco sells. It's not really too bad. Your Costco sells organic. Costco
sells organic hamburger. Yeah. And I think it averages about $4.95 a pound or something for organic beef. It doesn't say grass-fed on Costco's, but it does say organic.
Our farmer's market.
Yeah, I was going to say farmer's market. That's where I get it. Good.
Yeah, farmer's market. Yeah. Yeah, some farmer's markets are expensive, and some of them aren't too bad. So you have to, no matter where you shop, you got to be a wise shopper to get make your money go. Okay, the other sprouts I use in the wintertime, when it's not feasible to grow sunflowers, I grow broccoli sprouts, radish, or cabbage sprouts, and they're all easy to grow. Some sprouts are a lot easier to grow than others. Now, to sprout them, you start out the same way. You soak them for 12 to 18 hours in good water. I use my purified water that I use, but tap water will work if it's good tap water. So you soak it overnight, and you rinse it the same way for these sprouts. But then, after they get going, now the radish sprouts you can just do like the lentils. Just the radish sprouts sprout pretty good. You can buy them online, different places, pretty cheap. I think they're about $12-$15 a pound or something like that. But a pound goes a long way. Now you can just soak them and rinse them off just like you do the lentils, and they sprout pretty good. And just take them out of the jar and throw them on the salad as you need it.
You can also just get a salad mix of seeds.
Yeah, that has like radish and broccoli in it.
Alfalfa.
Oh, you mean a mix? Yeah.
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 Salad mix.
Yeah, you can get a mix too. There's all kinds of different sprouts. I found that I like personally the radish and the broccoli. Just by themselves works really good. The mix is a little bit, doesn't sprout quite as good as just the pure radish. The radish are really easy to sprout. One thing I like about them, they also produce a nice tangy flavor in your salad. So anyway, you just rinse this off, and a lot of sprouts you can do just in a mason jar, just rinsing it off. And like say, to rinse it off, just fill the jar full of water and pour it through a little strainer, and then knock the sprouts back in the jar and just keep it there and rinse it off 2 to 3 times a day. It's pretty simple. The broccoli sprouts are a little bit trickier. Same thing with alfalfa sprouts. what I do is I let them sprout. I rinse them off after about 3 or 4 days when the sprouts begin to form where you can see them growing well. I have these trays I bought. I already bought me the super duper sprouter one day for my birthday, and it was quite a complex machine. You fill it with water and put sprouts on these trays, and you turn it on and it pumps water all through the sprouts, you know, and it worked pretty good, but it was had all kinds of fluky things go wrong with it. Finally, I wind up throwing the whole thing away, went bad on me, and I just used these trays. And these trays work good, and I can create a link for you if you want to find out where to buy these trays. They're circular trays, and once they're sprouted, I put the tray on a plate, and then I spread the sprouts, the young sprouts, on the tray, and then I just spray them with a sprayer thing connected to the sink. Spray them two or three times a day. Just keep them moist. And keep them moist, and they sprout, and they sprout up, the broccoli sprouts sprout up about this high, and about 2 tablespoons just makes a whole tray of these broccoli sprouts. And after about 2 weeks, they're really in great shape to eat. And they last quite a while. They'll just keep growing. You can eat them about a week after they get big enough to eat. And we eat them when they get about this big, and they're nice and green. And broccoli sprouts are some of the most expensive. They're about $40 a pound, but a pound lasts you a couple months. So you get quite a bit of mileage out of it. And I think we buy, maybe a pound. I don't know if it's a pound for the winter or 2 pounds, but a pound takes us, broccoli sprouts takes us through a good portion of the winter where we can't grow the sunflower sprouts. So these broccoli sprouts are have very strong anti-cancer properties to them, and very strong life force, a lot of good chlorophyll, a lot of good enzymes in them. It's one of the most potent sprouts you can make. So those are that's one thing that we've done. Another thing we've discovered recently is Artie was reading Dr. McCullough's site, and Dr. McCullough come up with the idea that it would help people to lose weight if they fasted up to 16 to 18 hours a day. And Artie told me about that, and I thought, well, that sounds interesting. And I just about did that, but I was staying up till 4 or 5 in the morning. I've been doing that for over 20 years. And so about after midnight, about 1 in the morning, since we eat about 7, I start getting pretty hungry. So I always make me a midnight snack. But I don't make a very big one, so I didn't think that was doing much to my weight or health or anything. But anyway, McCullough says, no, not even a small midnight snack. Don't take anything in at all during this time period. So I did that, and I was surprised how difficult it was to not take that midnight snack. So what I did is I substituted something that almost has close to 0 calories. Artie, again, was reading another book. She comes up with all these suggestions for me. But she was reading this other book about by John Gray. And John Gray talked about his drink that he made, which was fresh squeezed lemon, aloe vera juice, a little bit more aloe vera juice than the lemon is, and then salt. Now, this is another thing we don't use, is we don't use regular salt. Regular salt, they heat it up to a very high temperature, it takes all the minerals out. It changes the molecular structure of it. So they say regular salt is like having small glass particles enter your body, and it kind of rips things apart in your body, you know. So you want to use salt with a little color. That can be either mine salt or sea salt. Now, if something says sea salt, then don't trust it, because a lot of sea salt is processed just like the other salt. If it says sea salt and if it's pure white, then it's been highly processed and it's not any better than any other salt. It has to be Celtic salt, and if it's sea salt and it has a little bit of gray color to it, then it hasn't been processed. That's what you want to take. And you'll notice the flavor is actually better than regular salt.
Yeah,